Baines looks around, sees all the room, and shakes Simmons with ease. Aaron Baines.
Yeah. NBA Australia. How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Thursday, May 10. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, the Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places. And I'm here, surrounded by Sean Kemp memorabilia, wearing a Sean Kemp jersey, actually, in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. Just while repping Australia a little bit. It's what we do. Today's show wraps a thrilling elimination game in Boston last night between the Sixers and the Celtics. We also have all the usual dumbassery. That means playoff editions of Yeah Nah, the unpopular opinion of the day, Outback Takehouse, and as we do every day, look at the Australian Player Watch, where we check in on what the two remaining Australians got up to last night. And now we're down to one. It's rough, eh? And it's Thursday, so we play Where in the World is Jonah Bolden, and we'll finish up with a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams. That's right, man, the Kiwi's on a beach somewhere. It's legendary. It's episode 116. It's NBA Australia. Let's go!
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better, because it is the daily whip around that we have every day here in NBA Australia. It's just what we do. And look, you know, there's some fun stuff going on in the NBA yesterday. It's like, oh, wow, bro. So, like, the Raptors are shit house, bro. And you're like, yep, they sure are. And it's like, oh, but the Jazz and the Pelicans are gone, bro. And you're like, yep, they sure are. And then we had our final elimination game. So we have our Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals set as the Celtics beat the Philadelphia 76ers 114-112 in Boston last night. And boy, that was a fucking thriller of a game, huh? Holy shit, I was out on the cans early and watching this fucking game, just like, oh man, this is rad. What a fucking arm wrestle. This was great, man. The Celtics smashed him in the second quarter, then the Sixers have a big third, come all the way back, end up with a lead in the fourth twice. Boston come back again with this big ass run, and then the Sixers, they just come back again on the back of old Saric and Embiid there too. And the Sixers almost had this, man. They led by four with like a minute and a half to go. JJ Redick misses a wide open three that would have put them up seven, and that would have been it. And then bam, no dice. Marcus Smart, Al Horford, some whack-ass Philly defense, some smart Marcus Smart action on a follow-up to a Tatum miss to tie it back up, and they go up four. This was insane. And then Redick even hits a three with 3 seconds left. So they had a hint of a skerrick of a chance to come back and be down by one. And then, of course, Marcus Smart trying to miss a free throw, nails it. Hilarious. That's the most Marcus Smart thing you could possibly do. Ah, mate, this was such a fun game. And yeah, it's really sad to see the Sixers go home. But look, you know, come on, mate. They already won the Super Bowl. So let's wrap the Sixers. Dario, the homie, Sade. Hello, it's Dario. I'm here to kick ass, take names. 27 points, 8 of 14 from the field, 3 of 3 from 3. 10 rebounds and 4 assists for the homie. Joel Embiid, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists and 4 blocks. Unreal. How about Big Simo out there as well for the Sixers? That's 18, 8 and 6. We'll talk about him a little bit later. TJ McConnell. Starting again, 9.6 assists. And yes, now the Sixers have lost a playoff series in which TJ McConnell starts. Aw. JJ Redick. He's paid $23 million to do not much other than hit threes and then missed a couple. And you're like, JJ, come on, mate. What the fuck? He has 14 points for the night. 5 of 13 shooting. 2 of 7 from 3. Look, when they held JJ to basically less than 20, Boston kept winning. It's like, that's the keys to success. Robert Covington wasn't much chop either in this one again. 21 minutes, 5 points. Really didn't slow down the Celtics that much when he was out there. Ilyasova, hello, is your son. He had 9 points in his 17. Bellinelli had 3 and 11. And that was that, man. Sixers just got rolled a little bit too hard. Just like in that second quarter, if they had have kept pace, you feel like they would have had it. But the Celtics, man, just out there fucking flexing. So let's move on to the Celtics. Jason, back in Tatum. Oh, Jesus. What a fucking game by the rookie. Meanwhile, Big Simo, Markelle Fultz are on the other side. Jason Tatum's just out there getting buckets. How do you reckon that went? Oh, I reckon you go right there, Jason fucking Tatum. That was unreal. What a showing. 25 points, 9 of 11 from the free throw line. That's a bit of composure there, bro. Four assists, 3 rebounds. There you go. And the other half of the double J's, Jaylen Brown. Jason and Jaylen there. 24 points for Jaylen Brown. Got a bung hammy, and he's still out there crushing it. 10 of 13 from the field. And Big Al Horford, average L. 15 and 8 and 3 with 5 steals, one of which came during that 12-zip run for Boston in the fourth. Stole it from Saric, then passed it to Rose for a layup on the break that, mate, it was beautiful. On you, Al. What's that fucking clamp down defense? Scary Terry Rose. He had 17. On 4 of 15 shooting. Kobe! 3 of 9 from 3, though, for Scary Terry. And look, Drew Bledsoe is out there now going, hey, man, I'm going to have a Terry Rosé. You know what I'm saying? Terry Rosé? He owns a vineyard. He's actually going to make a Terry Rosé. I fucking love it. I'm going to buy a bunch of bottles of that shit. Don't drink the pink muck, but you know how it goes. Marcus Smart had an amazing Marcus Smart game. 14 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals. And as mentioned, tried to miss on purpose at the end, but in the most Marcus Smart way possible, the bloody thing went in. Unreal. So this was just fucking great. What an awesome game. What an awesome way to finish up the second round of the playoffs. And bangers! How's that? He stopped Joel Embiid right at the end with 14 seconds left. Bangers caused the fucking turnover. Joel Embiid couldn't get past the wall, the cement truck. Disguised as an NBA player of Aaron Bangers Baines. We'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch. What a fucking showing by him. And there you go. This was a legit jaw-dropping performance by the Celtics, right? To make it to back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals after only bringing back 4 of their guys from last year and having their 2 best players out. What the fuck is going on? And now I've got to wait until Sunday for the first game of these fucking Eastern Conference Finals? That's some bullshit. And then it's like a day after until the Western Conference. What am I going to do for 3 days? This is fucking ridiculous, mate. Well, we'll still be doing a podcast tomorrow and have a preview for everything, but still, come on, mate. Jesus. What am I going to do? Talk to my wife? No, she's awesome. So let's move on to the NBA Australia Poo performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That was a night, Al Horford. All the way through this fucking series, just knife after knife after knife after knife. Look, Joel Embiid had 27, 12, 4, and 4, which is pretty fucking impressive. But it wasn't quite the domination the Sixers needed, especially down the stretch. We'll talk about that in a second. But Al Horford, all the way through this series, did the fucking job he needed to do on Big Simo and Embiid. Oh boy, just didn't let them do anything that they wanted. Like, walled off the paint from Simmons next to Baines and chasing them all around on switches. He's switching out onto like the shooters of the Sixers. So look, I think it's a performance of the series. Al Horford, unreal. And of course, in this game, 15, 8, and 3 with 5 steals. Just an all-round commanding performance all series from the big Dominican. On you, Al. But look, performance of the night. You can't go past this whole fucking, look. For the series, Al Horford. For the series, Al fucking Aaron Baines. Holy shit. Own Joel Embiid on that possession. Stopped him from scoring. Saved the fucking day. He's the hero that they needed. Bangers. You're a fucking ledge. Also, we'll talk about him later, but he's 3-point shooting. Holy shit. Unreal. So how about old mate no mates today?
Old mate no mates.
Old mate no mates.
All right. Who's got no mates today? Look. I don't know, Joel Embiid got a bunch of fucking nerds on the internet all pissy because he went straight to the locker room at the end of the game instead of being all fucking buddy-buddy and dapping up your fucking favorite player on the opposite fucking team. Get the fuck out of here, you dorks. I mean, I guess that makes him old mate no mates because he's literally not being friendly with the other fucking team. I prefer that. That's awesome. Fuck being mates with him. You want to beat the asses. Come on, man. On you, Joel. And then, of course, he tweets out like, you know, a very... I think it was during the press conference after. He's like, man, they were fucking awesome. Boston, you know, were a much better team. They were excellent throughout the series. You know, he did all the platitudes and shit, so that's fine. Why do you have to go fucking shake hands like and go, hey, man, best of luck, you know, keep rolling. You guys are rad. It's like, yeah, man, you can say that at any fucking time. Go off the court. Joel Embiid, he's like, I'm a bit pissy. Fuck it. I don't want to stick around for the end of this. But still, old mate, no mates. Joel Embiid, that lack of a box out where bangers. Aaron Baines just shoved him out of bounds and then got an easy offensive rebound and put back on a Tatum miss was pretty fucking brutal. So Joel Embiid, look, I'll take that. And I mean, look, there's sportsmanship is great. That's all well and good. But like, what's Joel Embiid going to do? Like not be all like chummy with everybody? He knows that they're cool. He just in the moment, he went, fuck it. I'm going to the locker room. It's what, LeBron did in 2014 and all this sort of shit. So look, Joel Embiid, especially that lack of a box out where bangers just pushed you out of bounds. That was brutal. So you're not quite Shaq Olajuwon yet, but it was pretty good. So, old mate, no mates, that is Joel Embiid. What about, who was the bitches of the night? That goes to the other coaches who didn't vote for Brad Stevens in their Coaches Association Coach of the Year voting. Fucking hell, mate. Nate McMillan and fucking Terry Stotts get votes while Brad Stevens, who loses his two best players and still has a two fucking seed, he doesn't get a vote. Get the fuck out of here, you bitch-ass mofos. Zach Lowe wrote a coach's ball-tickling piece about how he didn't need it as well and how he's so well-respected and shit. But come the fuck on, man. No votes? You're nuts. If you think fucking Terry Stotts and Nate McMillan are better coaches than Brad Stevens, you're fucking dreaming, mate.
He's dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming. Tell him he's dreaming.
Dreaming.
Dreaming. All right, who was the dead set ledge of the night, though? So, look, we don't usually do a dead set ledge of the night, but Ben fucking Simmons, after the loss, gave his goddamn jersey, the jersey off his back, the game-worn jersey, to a kid, a Philadelphia fan kid who was fucking beside himself when he got it. Ben Simmons spots him, goes to him after the game. The one kid in Philly gear who stuck around in Boston, he's probably copped a whole bunch of shit from all these drunk assholes all game. And Big Simo, being the dead set ledge he is, gave him his goddamn jersey. What a fucking legend. Also at 18-8-6 and shot 54% from the floor. Pretty good. Anyway, speaking of which, who was better than Lonzo Ball last night?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. And man, this is better than Lonzo Ball. It's also better than Markelle Fultz because the number three pick in last year's NBA draft, Jason fucking Tatum, 25 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. As mentioned, ballsy plays down the stretch, and he was just really, really, really good. He is unbelievable for a 20-year-old. That is absolutely ridiculous. Tatum ends the series averaging 23.6 points per game on a 63 true shooting percentage. Holy shit. So that is definitely better than Lonzo Ball. Definitely better than Markelle Fultz, who didn't get off the bench once in this series. So, yeah, man, there's a couple of problems with that one. But anyway, good on you, Jason Tatum. That was a hell of a game. It's going to be fascinating to see him play the Cavs. So, all right, let's move on to the Yeah Nahs right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's Yeah Nah. It's NBA Strays. Yeah Nah. We take a bunch of NBA storylines aside whether they're more yeah or more nah. Is Joel Embiid clutch? Yeah Nah. Nah. 0-8 on game tying or go-ahead shots in the final minute all this season and 0-2. In that game 5, because he had bangers Baines on him. But 0-8, that's the most attempts without a make of any player in the NBA this year. Unbelievable. So, look, the process might not be clutch just yet, but come on, man, Joel's still fucking... Look, as mentioned, he's not Shaq Olajuwon yet, but he was also the first 76er player to have 4 2010 games in a playoff series since Chuck Barkley in 86. So, look, It's the good and the bad of Joel Embiid, isn't it? It's really good. Hey, was Ben Simmons really a net negative in this series, being that he was a minus 63? Yeah, nah, get the fuck out of here, you dorks. Fucking Saric was a minus 43 and a Bangers was a minus 40. So do you really think plus minus tells the entire fucking story, you fucking pencil neck dipshits? Plus minus ratings are full of noise because they're all about who's out there while you're playing and how, like, basically what's going on, like, with runs, who you're actually matched up against and all this sort of shit. I mean, for fuck's sake, Ersan Ilyasov was a plus 18. Should they have played him instead of Simmons? No! Get the fuck out of here. It's a...
If Ben Simmons' plus minus was a minus 63 for the series.
It's like, yeah, you had one fucking bad game, you assholes. Fuck off. and if you think Ben Simmons was a net negative, you're a fucking idiot. Moving on. Do the Sixers need another big piece like Paul George or Kawhi to really contend next year? Yeah, nah. Yeah, of fucking course they do. Those are two of the best wings in the league. So of course they'd like a piece like that. Are you insane? Would it actually, though, put him over the top and make him the favorite in the East? Yeah, nah. Yeah, it's close. Because when the Celtics, mate, they get Gordo Hayward and Kyrie Irving back next year, they're going to be flat-out killers. This is so tricky, isn't it? Because, like, Philly, you're going to expect a little bit of improvement from Ben Simmons. Hopefully he gets a jump shot. Joel Embiid will be, like, a little bit bigger. Hopefully have some fucking endurance and actually doesn't, you know, can get through a fourth quarter without fucking blowing a goddamn storm. And if they get, like, you know, they've got the number 10 pick in this year's draft, who knows what they could do. Fascinating. But that's a great rivalry for the next bunch of years, right? Yeah, nah. Yeah. Celtics Sixers. That's awesome. Speaking of which, can the Celtics beat the Cavs? Yeah, nah. Yeah. And that takes us to the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. The unpopular opinion of the day. I think the Celtics might even have a bit of a sneaky chance against the Cavs, huh? Like, they're so fucking well coached, and, like, everyone I feel like is a little bit blinded by that that Toronto Raptors series win, that they may be forgetting the Celtics have about 8 dudes they can use to defend LeBron. Toronto had OG Anunoby, and that was it, and he was a rookie. So, I don't know, man. The Celtics, if they can slow down LeBron, or at least, like, slow down the rest of the dudes on the Cavs, which is very fucking possible. I mean, Jaylen Brown going, all right, man, just give me LeBron. And then everyone else is like, oh, shit. Marcus Smart is, like, covering, like, George Hill hasn't scored all series because he's either got Terry Rose or Marcus Smart on him. And then Kyle Korver's running around these picks and all this sort of shit and realizing that he's, like, not free because he's got basically... You know what? Jason Tatum stuck to his fucking hip there. Or Smart. Like, it's crazy. So, I don't know. I feel like the Celtics, everyone's like, ah, mate, Cavs in 5. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. LeBron's really fucking good. I get it. But I kind of feel like the Celtics would be a little bit interesting. So, speaking of which, let's step into Outback Takehouse. It's Thursday. And on Thursday at Outback Takehouse, that means double shrimp. Double Bloomin' Onions, double Alice Springs Chicken, only at Outback Takehouse. And today at Outback Takehouse, the Celtics will beat the Cavs because LeBron James is mentally weak and a choker and blew his chance for home court during the regular season, and the Boston Celtics do not lose at home at Outback. That's Outback Takehouse. Fuck off. That's a dumb one. I don't know. The Celtics could beat them. Who knows? That's a good Outback Takehouse, though. If you don't believe in LeBron, I don't know why you wouldn't after the first two rounds. But anyway, whoever. All right, let's get on to the Australian Player Watch and some other fun stuff right after, well, let's say, these ones.
G'day. This is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we're back. It's NBA Straya. It's Australian Player Watch. We had our two remaining Aussies in action last night, and now we are down to one. It's a rough one. So we're going to wrap up Ben Simmons as we do at the end of every playoff series. And for every Aussie that goes out, we wrap up their series, see how they go. So Ben Simmons, game 5, as mentioned, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block, 8 of 15 from the field, and one kid's night, fucking made who's going to remember that for the rest of his life. And now we have to spend the entire offseason talking about how Ben Simmons needs to get a jump shot. It's like, all right, I get it. Settle down, mate. So for the series, Big Simmo has 14.4 points per game, 8.2 rebounds, 6.4 assists, one steal and one block, shooting 47.5% from the field. And that includes his one-point game. Don't forget that. So for the if you take away that one-point game, it's much more. He's 17.8 and 8 sort of average. And so for the entire playoffs, Big Simmo is now done. It's a rough one. The number one pick of last year. Well, 2 years ago now, I guess. Yeah. So for the entire playoffs, he goes 16.3 points a game, 9.4 rebounds, 7.7 assists, 1.7 steals. So you can see the Boston sort of stymied him a little bit better than the Heat did, I'll tell you that much. So Big Simmo, what a season. Unreal. Your undisputed rookie of the year. Looks like an absolute fucking superstar in the making, doesn't he? And I love it. And I'll be talking about Ben Simmons, an absolute veritable fuck ton throughout the offseason and into next season, obviously. So how about the other Aussie, though? Last night, Aaron Bangers Baines, game 5, 13 points. The man from Ariba, 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. We'll get into that in a second. 9 rebounds, 1 assist and 1 steal. What a fucking game from Bangers. So for the series, averaged 8 points, 6.8 rebounds, 1 assist, shot 43.8% from the field, and 43.8% from 3. He hit 7 of 16 threes in this series. That is un-bloody believable, mate. That's fourth on the team behind Rozier, Brown, and Smart. He made more threes in this series than Bellinelli, Robert Covington, and Dario fucking Saric. Aaron Bangers Baines. Absolute fucking sniper. True fucking unicorn, I'll tell you that much. 13-9 and dropping threes like it ain't no thing. On ya, Bangers. So there you go. Bangers is the last man standing. So Big Simmo's at home now. Dante Exum. Joe Ingles. Dele. Thonsong. McCurr. Patty Mills. Mangok Mathiang. Kyrie. He's still hanging out, I guess. So there you go. There's only one left. The one we all suspected it to be. Aaron Bangers Baines. The cement truck dressed as an NBA player. Love it. All right, so how about what we do every Thursday is we play Where in the World is Jonah Bolden. And thanks to our eagle-eyed listener, Luke Housley, he pointed out that Jonah tweeted during Philly's Game 3 loss, saying sheesh with the rolled eyes emoji and the hashtag Philly Unite there. So he's at least watching his team's games, which is nice. But the better news is he came back for Maccabi Tel Aviv after a couple of weeks on the sidelines. So he had two games this week, did Jonah, son of Bruce, played at home in Tel Aviv against Hapoel Tel Aviv last Thursday. He started, played 26 minutes, had 9 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals. Goes 4 of 9 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. And then backed that up in Eilat, Israel, on Monday against Hapoel Eilat, where Maccabi Tel Aviv lost. So they go 1-1 this week. He started again, did Jonah. Played 22 minutes, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 3 of 5 from the field, and 2 of 4 from 3. Unreal. He was out there looking pretty fucking good in the video. I got to see him as well. Looking very smooth and composed. Man, hope he gets some more games in the at the end of this season as well, because he needs it. But hot shit, man. He's going to be awesome coming over hopefully next year. So there you go. On your son of Bruce. And what we'd usually do on a Thursday is a Kiwi Corner, but, you know, Stephen Adams is all gone. So it's a tough one. So how about we just roll straight into the Patty Mills Game Day Ball or Game Day Inspiration Board? What do you reckon about that one? Let's do it. So the Patty Mills Game Day Ball or Game Day Inspiration Board today is actually the Jingling Joe Ingles Inspiration Board. He retweeted out yesterday, the Jazz. They tweeted out, our team is selfless. That's the word I'd continue to use. We love each other, and I mean love each other. We have each other's backs. And that was Spider Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell saying, and Joe Ingles tweeted that out with the perfecto finger, you know, circle move 3 times. Great emoji. Jingling Joe Ingles, inspiring everybody. And that is it, man, because, like, what do we do? We've got, do you want to go to Inadvertent Bane for the game previews?
Game previews.
I'm sorry, Inadvertent Bane, but there's nothing on tonight.
What? What do you mean there's nothing on tonight?
I don't know, Inadvertent Bane, but there's nothing on tonight. We've got 3 days without basketball until the Eastern Conference Finals start.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I know Aaron Baines. Not Baines. Well, kind of Baines. Bane. There you go. I get it now. So look, we've got 3 nights without basketball. Go out, get drunk, be merry, hug your dog, hug your wife. That's awesome. I haven't fucking played Star Wars Battlefront 2 in like months. So maybe I have to get a couple of fucking sessions in under there. I don't know. I need you to like let me know like some shit that I can do because I'm just fucking lost. 3 nights without basketball. Jesus. Unreal. It's going to be fucking weird. So look, you know what? That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. That's right. We're back tomorrow. Even though there's no game to wrap, we'll be previewing the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals and some other fun shit. So what we're going to do is actually wrap up all the teams that got eliminated in the second round and talk about what they can do in the offseason. So we'll have some fun with that. And we'll do a little bit more of that on Monday as well. But we'll have the, you know, the previews tomorrow. And then we'll roll into Monday with a bunch more basketball to talk about. So there's a lot going on still, and it's awesome. So in the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Insta. All the good shit's going on there. Don't forget to make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. Chuck us a nice 5-star rating and review while you're at it as well. Tell a mate. Go, oi, dickhead, you listen to NBA Australia? You fucking should. thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They are the best band in Australia. And an extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, Dozers, Sex Jedi, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp, Facey, all the good stuff. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian fans. And that's it, man. Stick around for a brand new The Diary of Stephen Adams. He's on a Mexican beach, is Steve-O. That's awesome. And we will catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, Lederhosen!
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. It's Stephen Adams here, eh, Bru? Just hanging out down here in Mexico for a much-needed vacation, eh, Bru? So, I figured I'd write in my diary, Bru, to keep you abreast of what's going on with me, eh? So, here goes, Bru. Dear Diary, it's me, your old friend, Stephen Adams, Bru. But you knew that already, eh, Bru? Because you're my diary, eh? So, I'm down here on the beach in Mexico, Bru, wearing my sandals and sitting on the beach, Bru, with my chili bin next to me, Bru. It's all full of Dr. Pepper, Bru. So, I've also got my friend Jesus, hey Bru, he brings me drinks whenever I need them, Bru, which is pretty much all the time, Bru. I'm not doing anything but laying out in the sun, Bru, and getting my tan game on, Bru, while sipping some brews, Bru. So, I'll tell you though, hey Diary, it takes a lot of these Mexican beers to get me sloshed, hey Bru. I'll have about 14 of them, Bru, and get sleepy, eh? Hey? Jesus woke me up the other day, Bru, just saying, Mr. Adams, Bru, you fall asleep, Bru. I was like surrounded by Corona bottles, eh? Hey? So, still, the food down here is terrific, Bru. I've been eating all types of pug and chicken and whatever, Bru. So, I forgot how much I love burritos, Bru. That and tacos, Bru. I'm in heaven, eh, Bru? Everything down here is delicious. So, because we're on the beach as well, Bru, I'm showing Jesus and all my other friends, Jose and Miguel and Juan, Bru, and Alejandro, Bru, how to cook a honey, Bru. So, I've got all that cooking and buried in the sand, Bru. I've just got to remember where, Bru. I think I lost my hungy, Bru. It wouldn't be the first time either. One time, me and my cousin Rongo, Bru, we lost 3 different hungies in 1 week, Bru. I think it was because we were playing too much rugby and got a bit dizzy from all the hits. But we found one 2 weeks later though, Bru, and it was delicious. Rongos are like, oh, Bru, don't eat that, eh? And I was like, nah, Bru, it's sweet as. So anyway, I hope everyone at home is enjoying their vacation, eh, Bru? Because I'm having a ball down here in Mexico. Loving life in my jandals, eh? So, I'll write to you next week again, Bru. So, that's it. Kia ora, Bruce. Love, Stephen Adams, Bru.